You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. When Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson stood at a podium on Labor Day and openly warned President Trump that he had better not send a single federal troop into his city, he had no idea he was about to trigger one of the most dramatic federal responses in modern American political history. Little did he know that within mere days, what started as defiant rhetoric from a failing Democrat mayor would escalate into a full-scale federal operation that could leave Johnson himself facing jail time and Chicago becoming the epicenter of Trump's massive immigration enforcement crackdown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson just made the biggest mistake of his failed political career, with a disapproval rating of an astonishing 80%, making him literally the least popular mayor in Chicago history. Brandon Johnson was a politician with nothing left to lose. His administration is overseeing a $2 billion budget deficit, all the while spending $300 million on illegal migrants. But instead of addressing these local crises, Johnson chose to pick a fight with President Trump. At his Labor Day event last weekend, Johnson openly defied President Trump's offers of assistance, and he actively declared war on federal authority.
Are you prepared to defend this land that was built by slaves, a land that was built by indigenous people, a land that is built by workers? Are you prepared to defend this land? The people united will always prevail. I need you all to stand firm, to stand strong, if this president decides to continue to break this Constitution.
Now, aside from his embarrassing historical illiteracy, what you just heard there wasn't mere political posturing. Gang, that was open defiance of federal law. And he backed that defiance up by simultaneously signing executive orders that would bar Chicago police from cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. Now, Johnson's rhetoric and executive order basically are depicting President Trump's deliberation as to whether to send in federal troops to help clean up this economically and culturally imploding city. Johnson is depicting that offer as a full-blown invasion. Now, what Johnson failed to anticipate was the methodical nature of Trump's response. Rather than immediately send in National Guard troops, as Johnson expected, Trump instead crafted a more sophisticated strategy that would expose the mayor's sanctuary city policies as the public safety threats they truly were. And so yesterday, September 8th, the Department of Homeland Security launched Operation Midway Blitz, a targeted immigration enforcement surge specifically designed to counteract Chicago's sanctuary policies. It was named in honor of Katie Abraham, a 20-year-old Illinois woman killed by an illegal migrant drunk driver. And the operation sent a clear message to Johnson, to Chicago, and to the whole of the nation. Sanctuary cities will no longer be sanctuaries for criminals. And the left is having an absolute meltdown.
We're trying to prioritize public safety threats. But when you got governors and mayors who are releasing these public safety threats every day into the community, that causes the crime rate. And we've seen some terrible incidents in the last few days where innocent victims are murdered. This past year, I've seen innocent Americans raped and murdered by people who are not supposed to be here. So rather than going back and forth saying, well, ICE has got a car parked near a church, that is ridiculous. You're out there looking for people like this, exactly what they're doing.
Well, I would argue that actually that the ICE vehicle parked outside a Spanish mass is a frightening sight, given what has happened in this country. I also, with respect, sir, thank you for the information that you have shared on this show, but we would appreciate all of the information. All of it, all of the data that you say you have.
I've done this show several times. Every time on your show, I speak with integrity, I speak with honesty, and I speak with facts. The bottom line is, because of all this false narrative, and you using the term disappearing people,
well, that's
disgusting.
That happened to the group that was sent to El Salvador.
U.S. citizens get arrested every day. U.S. citizens get arrested by police every day. Are they being disappeared? No, their laws are being enforced.
They're being arrested.
They're being put in detention because they committed a criminal offense.
Not like what you're doing.
We're enforcing the law and arresting people here in violation of law that are public safety threats. That's not disappearing people. That's enforcing the laws of this country and making this country safer.
So as you just saw there, the legacy media led by MSNBC is openly taking the side of the criminals. They're openly taking the side of the illegal migrants. They are literally pushing back against enforcing the law of the land. That's why we say they're activists, not journalists. They masquerade as reporters when in reality, they're all about agenda-driven activism wrapped up in the appearance of news. They don't inform, they manipulate, leaving millions of people wondering, where on earth do we turn for the truth? Well, luckily there's a solution. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 news sources and makes it easy to understand what's really happening. But what really makes it so powerful is its transparency. You don't just see the stories, you see the political bias behind every story. You see the ownership ties, you see the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over a million people have downloaded Ground News. Check it out for yourself at ground.news/Steve. What I really love is their blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but completely ignored by the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in action. So here's an example of a story barely getting any traction on the right. All detainees will be removed from Alligator Alcatraz within days. Now, fortunately, that judge's decision was overturned, but it does show you that even the right has its blind spots. And here's a story the left is completely ignoring. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says federal police surge has reduced crime in D.C. So Mayor Bowser literally threw the entire left-wing legacy media under the bus and admitted Trump's crime crackdown has worked. No wonder they ignored the story, right? With every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. Right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features that I personally use for about $5 per month. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. Now, as you heard, Tom Homan made it absolutely clear that this federal operation is not just about immigration enforcement. It is a direct challenge of left-wing orthodoxy that prioritizes illegals and criminals over citizens and law abiders, and is a systematic dismantling of sanctuary city facades all across the country. And Trump's responses could not possibly be better. He took to social media with his now infamous Chipocalypse Now post. Have you seen this? I guess I say Chipocalypse Now, featuring himself against the Chicago skyline and helicopters and flames, declaring that Chicago is about to find out why it's called the Department of War. I mean, seriously, this wasn't mere political theater. It was psychological warfare designed to demonstrate federal supremacy over local resistance. And within hours of that post, Fox News reported this.
The surge has begun. You can see the new ICE vehicles on the streets here in Chicago. We're just outside the Cook County Courthouse, but that surge is part of the ICE-led Operation Midway Blitz that they say is in honor of a beautiful young Chicago woman, Katie Abraham, who was killed by an illegal alien drunk driver back in January of this year. And while we are getting reaction from Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who says that this blitz won't make Chicagoans safer, let me show you this video. Early this morning, I was out with one of ICE's teams, and we arrested this individual. His name is Juan Gaspar, and he is a 43-year-old illegal alien from Mexico. He has been convicted in 2024 of forcibly sexually assaulting a child under the age of 13. He was taken, as you can see here, without incident, but this is all part of the exact sort of violent criminal illegal alien that the ICE operations hope to bring in, apprehend, and ultimately deport.
So Operation Midway Blitz has brought hundreds of ICE agents to the Chicago area, with reports of up to 300 agents operating from the Great Lakes Naval Station. Federal agents began making arrests all across the city, targeting the very criminal aliens that Johnson's policies have been protecting. And it gets worse. What Johnson may not have fully understood when he signed his Define executive orders was the legal minefield he was entering. Federal officials, led by Acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove, had already directed prosecutors across the nation to investigate and charge local officials who refused to comply with federal immigration enforcement. Johnson's executive orders, which explicitly prohibit cooperation with federal agents and demand that they stand down, they could indeed constitute obstruction of federal law enforcement, a serious federal crime. Republican members of Congress have already identified multiple federal laws that Johnson's sanctuary policies violate, and his public statements actively hindering ICE operations have created a documented trail of evidence. So ironically, it's Mayor Johnson that might find himself in handcuffs as a result of all this. Illegal migrants would be the least of his worries. Now, big picture, Operation Midway Blitz represents more than just immigration enforcement. It is a masterclass in political chess. Trump successfully transformed Johnson from a local nuisance into a national symbol of Democrat resistance to federal authority, and then systematically dismantled that resistance while exposing the human cost of sanctuary policies. The operation's success in making arrests while Johnson's policies actively hindered federal agents created a perfect contrast: effective federal law enforcement versus obstructionist Democrat politics. Chicago residents, already overwhelmingly dissatisfied with Johnson's leadership, witnessed their failing mayor prioritizing protection for criminal aliens over cooperation that could actually improve public safety. I mean, the psychological impact extended beyond Chicago. Think about it. By naming the operation after Katie Abraham, a young woman killed by an illegal migrant, Trump personalized the stakes and reminded Americans why immigration enforcement matters. The visual messaging from the Shapocalypse Now meme to the overwhelming federal presence demonstrated that local Democrat resistance would be met with overwhelming federal response, all while they're mocked and memed at the same time. For Johnson, the federal response has accelerated his political collapse. Already facing the lowest approval rating in Chicago mayoral history, his confrontation with Trump has exposed the hollowness of his progressive promises. Crime continues to plague Chicago neighborhoods, all the while the mayor focuses on protecting criminals from deportation. The city faces budget crises while Johnson spends hundreds of millions on illegal migrants. But perhaps most damaging of all, Johnson's defiance has proven completely and totally ineffective. In the end, it was all for naught. Federal agents are operating in Chicago. They are making arrests, and they are enforcing immigration law, regardless of this mayor's pathetic executive orders. His resistance has accomplished literally nothing except potentially exposing himself to federal criminal charges while further alienating Chicago voters who wanted competent local governance, not ideological grandstanding. The Chicago showdown establishes a crucial precedent for Trump's second term. Local Democrat resistance to federal authority will be met with swift, overwhelming, and legally consequential federal response. Other sanctuary city mayors have watched Johnson's humiliation and understand the message crystal clear. Cooperate with federal immigration enforcement or you are going to face the same treatment. Brandon Johnson thought that he could threaten Trump and emerge as a progressive hero. Instead, he's become a cautionary tale about the consequences of Democrat officials who prioritize ideology over public safety and federal law. As ICE continues operations in Chicago and federal prosecutors review potential charges, Johnson's political career serves as a warning to other Democrats. Defy federal immigration enforcement at your own peril. The mayor who once promised to defend democracy may soon discover that democracy includes the rule of law and the consequences of breaking it. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless. All right, gang, that's a wrap. Now, if you want the latest updates and some behind-the-scenes goodies, head on over to turley.pub/news and sign up for our newsletter. Big things are always coming.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water. But we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.